Hey, it's Mike from the Daily BM. On this episode, Brad and I discuss movies and history and a couple of other topics, including how my day went. So hope you enjoy. Remember, like and subscribe. Catch you on the next one.
Hey, good morning, fuck faces. We're back. Well, lucky you. Just when you thought you were tired of going back and listening to us bullshit, now you get to listen to us bullshit. Well, kind of live, pre-recorded, right? Wouldn't they call it that? Or no?
Yeah, sure. We'll go
Mike's just looking at me like I'm a fucking idiot as usual. So, hey, it's glad to see that nothing has changed after our hiatus. So here we go. So I want to jump right in.
I missed us.
Did you
not
miss?
Not really.
Did you miss me? I miss me. Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. I don't know. Sometimes I look at myself in the mirror. I wouldn't even fuck myself.
Yeah. I'm get trying to work on a physique that's fuckable.
Yeah. Get a fuckable physique.
Yeah.
Like right now I'm looking in there going, yeah, nah, I'm good. Well, nah, maybe then I'm like, well, maybe if I dim the lights, I might fuck myself. But, you know, hey, whatever. Just dim the lights barely.
I'm totally not there yet.
That's every woman's go-to. You know you're ugly if your woman tells you to turn the lights off or dim them. Just saying. And then guess what, guys? I hate to tell you this. She's dreaming either of your friend or B, she's dreaming of another dude and railing her down. You're welcome. I know that just made your day. So probably, I'm glad to be
probably,
back.
It's probably hard to dream of anything with all the heavy breathing.
Yes. She probably thinks I'm hot. It reminds me of Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Boy, your mama sure cares a lot about your education.
Jesus, I haven't seen that movie in forever. I might watch that later.
It's a great flick.
That's a great flick.
So speaking of movies, dude, I figured we just talk about this today on our first day back. I watched the most fucked up movie. Hair. Wait, what are you doing? You got wife hair in your beard?
I don't know. I had this long hair. It could be either
way. Oh, we know what you're doing. Chicka-bow, wow,
chicka-bow, wow. No, it was probably the dog. It was long and white.
You're like, nah, it's probably the dog. So did you lube up?
Yeah. I woke up this morning and like she was like laying on my head.
She's like, I want more, daddy. Daddy-o.
You're gross.
I know. Isn't that disgusting, dude?
Peace. No, you're disgusting.
Anyway, back to a disgusting movie that I watched. So I watched this movie. I think it came out in like 2015 or 2017. I can't remember.
Right.
But it was called Tusk. You remember the guy that played the squirrely dude in Dodgeball, the one that kept getting tangled up in the weights
Justin
and
Long.
Shit? Yeah, he plays a podcast of all things, dude. It's these two podcasters, okay? And you remember the kid in Sixth Sense, the little kid?
Yeah,
he plays his best friend podcaster. So they both have this podcast, and they basically make fun of this fucking kid. How it starts out, okay? They make fun of this kid on the internet, and the kid ends up offing himself as he's going to fly to Canada to see him. Okay. So it's like, whoa, right? But the guy that you just said his name from Dodgeball, what's his name again?
Yeah, Justin Long.
Justin Long?
Long, yes.
Long. So this Justin guy, he is a fucking asshole. I mean, he plays the biggest tool in this movie, all right? So, which is crazy, like this egotistical butthole. So he fucking finds this, he's going to take a piss in this bar, right? Or convenience store, or whatever. And literally, he sees a thing on the wall, and it's like a letter because he's pissed off because the kid killed himself. So he's mad, and he's trying to find another way to fill an episode for a podcast.
Sound familiar?
No, but so he decides to drive out into this countryside in Canada and by himself. He doesn't want to take his girlfriend, right? And so he goes out there, and the guy. This old man is in a wheelchair, you think. He basically drugs his tea that he gives him.
Yeah.
So I kind of want you to watch it because it's fucked up. But in a nutshell, he turns that dude into a walrus. I'm not kidding you. I knew you would laugh. I swear to God. And I thought it was the most fucked up movie. But I don't want to tell you too much because, see, I'm fucked up. I laughed at it because I thought it was I thought it was a comedy, but it was considered a horror movie. But I thought it was fucking hilarious because I'm going, How fucked up is this movie? So it ends even more fucked up. But at the same time, you're kind of like, they could have done a little better job at ending it. But I mean, he has tusks and everything.
Is the guy that converts the dude into Mr. Tusk a relative of the kid that committed suicide?
No. That's why I thought they would tie that in together, but they didn't. They just kept it separate. But it was the most fucked up weird thing, dude, because I went, okay. I was like, who the hell sat in a fucking – probably some podcasters and sat there and went, you know what would be really cool? We create a horror film where a dude is a serial killer and he fucking turns people into walruses for his own entertainment.
That's somebody that's high coming up with that.
I know. Again, you got Seth Rogen in the back. You know what would be really cool? What? Have a fucking serial killer fucking like turn him into a walrus and shit, man. Because everybody knows podcasters are assholes. So it'd be kind of cool to kill a couple of them off. Anyway, so I think his buddy ends up getting his chick in the end. They don't literally say it, but he's with her to visit him at the end. In a fucking in like a place where walruses would be. And I'm like, what the fuck? But it was a fucked up
movie. They don't try to turn it back into human?
They leave it open at the end, dude. They kind of fucking throw him outside, dude. He's out there. Okay, I'm just going to tell you, fuck it, because you're never going to watch it. But the reality is, so sorry if I fucking spoiled it for the rest of you assholes. So here it is. At the end, she brings in a piece of paper rolled up, a mackerel. I swear to you. And throws it down to him. And she's like, I love you, Charlie, or whatever the fuck his name is. And he's like, wait, I gotta do what he does here, dude. He's like, he's the most disgusting looking thing, dude, right? And he's got these walrus fucking tusks hanging down. But the guy cut his tongue out, so he can't talk. So he's like this. He's like shaking back, and I laugh, and my wife goes, what's wrong with you? And I go, that's fucking funny. And she's like, that would be fucked up if it's. I said, I can't believe somebody is fucking thought that this would be great, because his whole lines for the second half of the movie are literally like freaking out and shit. That's it. He doesn't talk for the rest of the movie, but you can tell it's him in that fucking stupid suit. You know what I mean? Or skin, flesh, made suit, whatever. But it is fucked up. So she gives him a mackerel at the end, and he literally eats it. He's like,
he's starving.
Yeah. And then they leave, and that's the end of the movie together. And I'm like, how fucked up is that? So he kind of like waddles back inside his little fucking cubby thing, and like it goes dark, and you don't see him. But I'm like, man, I just wasted an hour and 47 minutes on this shit. I was like, but so I was a little mad at my wife because she's like, I heard it was good. I was like, this is good and terrible. I was like, I don't know, man. I'm starting to think that Mike Spaghetti Man was probably fucking better in the end. You know what I mean?
Spaghetti Man was such a good movie.
So
it was. It's such a good movie.
Spaghetti. But I did watch another thing this weekend, and I watched on Netflix the Wyatt Earp documentary. And so changing gears from a horror/comedy to me flick. And you know, I'm really actually I'm not surprised, because Hollywood does this shit all the fucking time, but I was quite surprised on how inaccurate the movie Tombstone from 1993 was. Like completely inaccurate. From Wyatt Earp himself to Doc Holliday, they don't even mention Johnny Ringo. Johnny Ringo wasn't even really around. So I don't even know how they played him into that character, because they don't even mention him in this documentary.
Because probably fictional. Who knows?
Yeah. And Sheriff Beham. Do you remember him? Yeah. The real rich dude guy.
Yeah.
Okay. The only part that was true about him was that he was like the sheriff, but there was no like town sheriff that handled all the shit. The Earps, Virgil, Morgan and Wyatt, they were actually what they called enforcers for him.
Oh.
So they never just showed up at Tombstone and decided, oh, we don't want to be sheriffs, and all that shit went down the way they said it did. Totally didn't go that way. So I would implore anyone who's a fan of like Val Kilmer and Tombstone and all that shit to watch this, because I did know that Doc Holliday was a dentist first.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I knew that part, right? That he was a dentist. Yep. And then, but the way that they portray this in this documentary, I mean, it actually hooked me. I watched the whole damn thing. I think it's like 3 or 4 part episodes, maybe 5, of the history of Wyatt Earp. And I was like completely blown away. Believe it or not, Josephine, you know, the girl that married Doc or married Wyatt, she was dating Sheriff Beham.
Really?
They were living together. And then Wyatt got caught cheating on him, and he arrested Wyatt. Wyatt actually went, if it wasn't for like a key witness, he would have been hung as a outlaw. But because this key witness came in at this one point during the, you know, during the OK Corral, it lifted him away from being that outlaw, and then it turned him into a hero.
Oh, damn.
So if you haven't seen it, man, you got to see it.
Didn't he pursue the cowboys like relentlessly? Like,
yes, dude. And he was killing bitches like
left and right. Like, just he was just took the law in his own hands. And like, and didn't they actually send another posse out after him?
Correct.
Not, I mean, like the government, because he was going too crazy.
Correct.
Did that happen? Okay. Yeah. I can't remember.
So, the reality was that he didn't really start losing his shit until Morgan was killed.
Right.
So when Morgan was killed, that's when he went nuts. You know, the crazy part was Virgil was a tough son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that played, the Sam Elliott played.
Oh yeah.
He actually was super tough. He got shot not once, but twice. So they didn't show that part. He actually got shot in the back and still survived. It went into his liver, I believe, and went into his somewhere in his upper back. I want to say his lung. Don't quote me on that. But that was usually a death sentence.
Yeah.
And he survived it and lived for a long time. But he also got shot in the arm. You know, he got shot in the leg. It was fucked up. But it was crazy how Virgil was just super tough, too. So I mean, it was really cool because they went into each person's like story kind of deal.
Yeah.
While telling the whole story. And I thought it was very well put together. I mean, it was definitely an entertaining thing to watch. So if you haven't had a chance to see it, definitely go check it out. Because it's super fucking cool, man.
I'll definitely go watch it. Oh man,
let me ask you something.
Sure.
Totally. I'm sidebarring today because it's our first day back. I'm just totally segueing out. If you know, I talked to a friend yesterday, and she is now doing body competition. I meant to ask you this when we were off air, so I figured I'd just ask you why you're on. Would you ever consider doing like going all in and doing competition type posing and shit like that for muscle competitions?
No. I have no interest. Really?
Just not your cup of tea? Yeah, I thought of too. I was like, well, man, I don't know if I could like literally commit to that commitment level. And it was funny because, I sent her a picture of the pod companies. Pod chiller. I was like, hey, do you use anything this for recovery? And she was like, no. She goes, I don't have a commitment that high. And I'm going like this. Hold on a second, man. You're fucking like eating religiously when she was telling me like her eating, you know, what she was eating, you know, for the day, and that she has to eat pretty much the same things, you know, over and over again. And I was like, you got that level of commitment, but you can't drop into 50 degree water. Are you fucking shitting me right now? I was just like, get the hell out of here. I thought it was just kind of nuts. Yeah, I don't know if I could commit to that too, man. I mean, that's like hours in the gym.
Right.
Not just 1 hour. I'm talking 2.5, three, maybe even 4 hours of just training and then your meal preps alone and, you know, getting all that into play. That just sounds like a lot of fucking work.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, kudos to those people, those men and women that do it, man, because I mean, fucking A, their physiques are insane for sure. You know, just the muscle growth and, you know, the way they train. It's absolutely crazy. I've been following this black guy. He's a personal trainer and his name is Papa Puff or something like that. And if you're not following him on TikTok, man, or on Instagram, you have to. He's entertaining, but he's also very knowledgeable. You know what I mean? So it's like he's got the best of both, you know? So some of the stuff like I've corrected, like when I do incline bench presses and things like that, I used his stuff and I have seen a tremendous difference in my strength and in growth in my upper chest because of it, because I was lifting it wrong, you know, and it was just a slight movement difference. And I was like, well, holy shit. You know what I mean? I didn't even think about it that way. You know, and he's like, you're going to maximize the amount of growth in here. He goes, now, when you're getting all jacked and juicy, that's his thing. He goes, when you get all jacked and juicy, just let us know that Papa Pump told you how to do it. Papa Pump. That's his name. Papa Pump. Papa Pump is what he calls himself. Nice. So what's going on in your neck of the woods, man? I mean, I know we only got about 5 minutes left in the show. Let's see what's going on with old Michael. I told you about my whole freaking movies and shit like that and things I did.
Well, I've been on a Mad Max kick.
Oh, no shit.
Furiosa came out on HBO Max app while we were in Ohio last week. Mm-hmm. And when I got back, I decided I wanted to watch it because actress, what's her name? Anna Taylor. Oh gosh, I can't think of her name. I know it's Anna Taylor something, or Anna something Taylor.
Oh, that's the chick with the eyes, right?
Yeah, she's in it. She plays Furiosa, which if you remember, Mad Max Fury Road, it was played by Charlize Theron.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so this Furiosa is the prequel to Mad Max Fury Road. And I watched it and I really liked it. And I went back after. As soon as that one concluded, I went back and watched Mad Max Fury Road, and it ties in really well, you know, with a Moat and Joe. So now I'm watching the original Mad Maxes. I skipped the first one because it was 1973, and it was just, I don't know, man. It's a little bit too grinderhouse for me. So, and I know the story, so I was like, I don't really want to rewatch it because it wasn't really that great of a film.
Mm-hmm.
But Mad Max 2, The Road Warrior is good. I'm halfway through it. And it's just so funny because it has that 80s influence. You know, like,
that's what makes it great, the nostalgia, you know?
You know, like people like grabbing like football gear and wearing football gear, you know, and wearing like
with spikes on it and shit.
Yeah, and wearing like spike collars and like, you know, like gimp masks, you know, like with like, you know,
hockey
the
masks.
Humongous. I am the humongous. It's like you're like the last dude out there. That's like the best name you can come up with. I love it, you know. But it's just. It's such an interesting take on what would happen if we were in an apocalyptic situation. You know, would it degrade to that point? I do think that people would turn on each other.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
If there's no law, I think that they would definitely turn on each other quickly.
Dude, I'm right here with you.
He is like, what are we going to wear when we show up, you know? The other big announcement is, you know, yesterday I got my braces off. So now I
know.
Pearly whites.
I know. Look at it, man. They're straight as an arrow.
Yeah. And when I sent the picture to Tracy, she sent me back the orange that has the big smiling teeth on it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, classic.
Yeah.
Beautiful. She's like,
I forgot how big my teeth were. So, because I had those little
big pearly whites. My wife's got big teeth too.
Yeah, they're perfect.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Looks good. You already got fit for your retainer too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I wore it last night for the first time.
Did you talk like this?
No problem at all.
Are you like this thermal?
No, not at all. It fits so snugly that I can't even tell they're on my teeth.
Did you just say snugly? Mm-hmm. If it's so snugly.
What word would you have used?
Snug. They fit so snug.
Lee.
No, you don't use No, no, no.
It fits so snug, Lee.
Snug, Lee.
Yeah, but so that's an exciting
that's
day for me. Other than that, you know, it's just like life is normal. Like we got back from Ohio. That was an adventuresome trip. Yeah, and that was kind of surmised by
stop
my week in review. We did have football on Saturday and our team won, and it was like 26-0, and I'm telling you, it was such a good feeling watching those kids win. and starting to see them like working as a team.
Of course.
So that was very, very fun. And then I also discovered something about myself. Actually, we already knew that.
Okay. Good.
I actually really enjoy working in concessions. I don't know what it is, but I like the speed of it and like working the back of the house. Like, I don't like taking the money and taking the orders.
Yeah, you like cooking the food.
Oh, I didn't even cook. I was literally in the pass. Like, all I was doing was making sure orders were right and putting them together and getting them to the front.
So you're pass through. Good job.
Yeah. Which was really fun. Like, I really enjoyed that.
You're such a nerd.
Yeah, I don't know why. I like cooking and I like being in kitchens in general. And I just realized that, you know, I thought it was going to be like a horrible, like,
experience,
assignment. But then I really enjoyed it. I was like, shit, I could do this all the time. Like, this is not, like, I don't know why people run from concessions. It's not really that bad, you know, other than, if you get behind in the weeds and you don't have somebody, like, I could see where it would suck if you had somebody that, like, in my place that didn't know, like, how to be efficient or couldn't, like, get shit done or they weren't paying attention. Because then it gets to work stressful because the people are putting in orders and they're not getting their stuff and they're getting confused and the people in the back are getting confused because they're not getting the stuff relayed. But if you got somebody that's, you know, on their game, it's a lot of fun because it moves really efficiently. So that was kind of a little fun, you know, endeavor. Nice.
Well, awesome.
I'm trying to see if this is in my, I think this is in my camera.
Yeah. Freedom. Strength.
No, I've got these, this halo, like lights, like Jesus lights coming down. I don't know if you can see them, but
you just art that with Mike. You are up there. It's your teeth. It's reflecting the light. It's like,
no, I think it's the camera.
It's like, it's the camera. It's those big pearly whites. Well, listen,
real quick before we get out of here, sure. It was such a journey and you think, oh, it's just braces. But having braces at 47, 46, because I've had them for 2 years, 26 months. It's so much different than, I guess, being a kid. You know, like, kids with braces is nothing. You know, it's like that's just part of life. You know, like, they all have them. They don't care. But as an adult, it's so conscientious because, like, you know, I love eating salad. Like, that's one of my favorite things is a good, clean salad.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't eat them for the longest time. Like, I very rarely got salads because it was so
painful much to eat,
but like, well, keep your teeth clean.
Right. Pain in the ass.
Yeah. It was such a pain in the ass. And, you know, you're trying to talk to somebody and you're like, oh my God, do I have food particles all in my braces? You know? And even brushing, like the simple act of brushing, like yesterday was the first time that I got to brush my teeth in like 26 months. Like, the normal way, not, you know, having to turn the toothbrush on its side and go up from the top and then go from the bottom and then top, bottom, you know, and then do the bottom the same way, you know, to actually be able to just brush them like the toothbrush is designed and to have that complete mouth cleanliness feeling. I can't even put it into words. It's just like euphoric almost. It's like, oh my God, this is amazing. And not having like these little pieces of metal just grinding the inside of your gum line. Because randomly, like, you know, you bite, you get hit in the cheek, you know, you're bloody. And it was like, holy crap. What a difference, man. And I didn't think the day would come. Like, I couldn't stop smiling yesterday because I was just like, oh my God, it's done. It's over. You know, this journey has come to the end.
It has finally come to an end.
Yeah.
It is over.
Yeah. So that was a pretty amazing experience. And then last night, something funny happened at football. So I was in the QP position because we were running the offensive line. And the center hiked the ball low. And the kid came in and basically it was like his helmet to my head, like full on smacked me. Okay. And it didn't even really hurt. The only thing that bothered me was that in my hat, you know, that little metal pin in the middle.
Yeah, that on the ball on the top.
Yeah, the ball. Yeah. That shit fucking hurt a little bit. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it does. Did he hit you on top of the head?
Yeah, dead square on the head. I was bending over to pick the ball up because the play was dead, and he came in with his helmet down and just like,
oh, that hurts, dude.
Full on smacked me, dude. Like, I mean, he bounced off of me, but like, I mean, he was 10 to you, probably like, I don't know, maybe 100 pounds. So it wasn't like nothing hitting me. It wasn't like a 30 pound little child. So then flash forward, like, you know, towards the end of practice, I'm walking and watching, and he's not paying attention, the same kid. And he comes flying across. Okay. And somehow he collides with his knee pad, not his knee, but is the pad right, the thigh pad.
Yeah.
Into my knee. Okay. As I'm lifting my knee up, and he goes flying, like literally like I deflected him, and he scraps his thigh and he's like yelling in pain, like, ah. And I'm like, how did that hurt you? And the funny part was, is the entire time he was like risen me about like, oh, did that hurt? Did I hit your head? Is your head hurting? You got a headache? And I'm like, I didn't even fucking complain. I was like, no, it didn't hurt at all.
Be a little punk ass.
He's laying on the floor like, ah. And I was like, payback's a bitch.
Yeah, payback's a bitch, motherfucker.
Yeah, don't fuck with me. I'll take you out.
It's nice to know you're as revengeful as me.
I didn't do it intentionally. He ran into me. I wasn't even paying attention. I didn't even see him coming. Like, if you'd have clocked me, like, it could have been really bad, because if he would have like clocked me on the side of my knee, like if I'd been standing there, he probably would have broke my knee. But because it was the front of the knee and I had my knee slightly like raised, it was just, you know, it was like a knee strike. It was like, bam, took his ass out.
Okay. Well, never mind. Then you didn't take him out intentionally. I'd have taken him out intentionally.
No, I'm not vengeful like that. I did read a good quote today. And I can end it all. This will end my little segment, my 5 minutes of glory. So, you know, have you ever heard the expression, I don't know whether to laugh or cry?
Yes.
Because you're so frustrated?
Yes.
Always choose laughter, because laughter elevates you and makes the moment lighter, whereas crying makes you more depressed. So try to look at life with a humorous eye and try to laugh more. Because it's a lot easier than crying, and it actually serves a purpose, because it elevates you. So, you know, if you don't know whether to laugh or cry, always laugh. The end.
Yeah, just like that, we're getting the fuck out of here. Guys, thanks for tuning in. We're glad we're back. We have a guest coming in on Thursday, really. Or actually Friday. I believe it'll be for Friday's episode. So we'll be... having a guest in on that particular day, and we'll do the great reveal on that day. And then don't forget to head over to masondangerbeardco.com, 20% off, just using the promo code DailyBM. Also, don't forget to head over to our socials. You can follow us over there. And please, if you're listening to us on Apple or on Spotify, please like and subscribe, follow us, give us a 5-star review. Yeah, even if you think we suck, 5 stars are awesome. That's all I'm going to say. Mike, got anything before we get out of here?
Yeah, give us 5 stars, because, you know, we suck so bad that we're really good at it.
Yeah, no shit. There you go. 5 stars for sucking. Bam. All right, guys. Yeah. Catch you on the flip side. See you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
Deuces.